Welcome back to the Ari Hoffman Show on Talk Radio 570 KVI. Remember, if you missed any part of the show, go check it out at KVI.com. Check out our podcast on Google, Apple, and Spotify. One of the big topics of today has been these police reform laws, bills, reforms that have rolled out across Washington. And they just went into effect on Sunday, and already we've seen a bunch of high-profile disasters because the police cannot do their jobs. Joining us now on the Genuine Auto Glass studio line is Senator Chris Gildin from the 25th Legislative District, Deputy Republican Floor Leader. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Hey, Ari, thank you so much for having me. Glad to be here.
My absolute pleasure. Now, one of these crimes happened in your district in Puyallup. What can you tell us about it?
Absolutely. Well, a young man was shot in the Kohl's parking lot yesterday evening, and he was murdered. And police showed up, and they were not able to pursue the alleged suspect because of these new laws that went into place. And I tell you, you know, talking about these bills, the legislature passed just a number of police reform bills during a virtual session with limited scrutiny and limited public input. You know, these bills, they were knee-jerk reactions, Ari. They were political posturing rather than well-thought-out pieces of legislation. And I know that Republicans in the House and the Senate, we've been sounding the alarm bells since these bad bills were first proposed, because we know that they would be, and they have proven to be, detrimental to public safety. And we knew that they would hamper law enforcement's ability to bring criminals to justice. And they were just, it has been an absolute mess. And we've got to act quickly to correct course.
Now, one of your colleagues from the other side of the aisle was on my show yesterday, and we had a whole discussion where they said, well, you know, it's going to take time for all this to shake out. There's always growing pains at the beginning. And I don't think they really understand what they unleashed on our state here.
I don't know. You know, how many people have to suffer and be victimized by criminals before we're able to figure this thing out? You know, and these bills were so bad that jurisdictions all across the state are interpreting them differently and they're implementing them differently. And that's why I think that it's so important, because the public is going to pay the price if we don't act and act immediately to amend these bills, to provide clarity to law enforcement so that the law is uniformly understood by law enforcement and equitably applied statewide.
We're talking with Senator Chris Gildin from the 25th Legislative District, Deputy Republican Floor Leader. But what's the solution? What can be done? What are you guys trying to do in order to fix this?
You know, let me give you a couple of examples, because the legislature broke law enforcement this year by passing this knee-jerk legislation, and we certainly have to change course. But let me give you a couple of numbers, because crime has been up, murder's been up more than 50% in 2020, vehicle theft up 13.8%, burglary up 17.2%, human trafficking, get this, up 51.8%. All of this crime has gone up, while at the same time, drug and narcotics violations have gone down 22.7%. Ari, if we don't look at the root of the problem, then we're never going to solve it. And I tell you, there is a clear spirit of lawlessness that is gripping our state, and we see it in these supposed police reform bills, as well as other bills that we haven't even started talking about yet. But these are going to come to light very soon, because the legislature didn't just pass police reform bills in a virtual session with little public input. The Democrats also passed about a half a dozen prison reform bills in a virtual session with little public input. And a couple of examples is Senate Bill 5121, which is the graduated reentry program that allows prisoners to get out of jail before their sentence is complete. Or other examples like Senate Bill 5164 that reduces the penalty for a crime. This one removes robbery too from the three strikes laws. But taken together, when we widen the aperture and we really look, we see a clear effort to make it harder to enforce the law from these police reform bills and easier to commit crime from these prison reform bills. It is absolutely a spirit of lawlessness gripping our state. People are suffering while criminals are thriving. And that is why it is so important we immediately correct course.
In the last few minutes we have with Senator Chris Gildin from the 25th Legislative District, Deputy Republican Floor Leader. Now you and Representatives Kelly Chambers and Cindy Jacobson have called for a special session. Do you think that's likely the Democrats would actually go along with this? Because as I see it, we're living in their utopia. This is what they wanted. They didn't want police enforcing the law. So do you think they're actually going to go along with this?
You know, I'm an optimist and I'll always hold out hope. I'm not going to hold my breath, though. But I'm going to continue raising this issue. I'm going to continue bringing it to light. I'm going to continue speaking truth because we know that conservative values, we know that law and order is not something that is a theory. We know that if you allow crime, you're going to get more crime. That's a fact, and that's been based not just on my experience, not just on a single generation's experience or two generations, but that's a theory that has been proven throughout all of human history. If society does not enforce its laws and protect its citizens, that is the society that's destined for disaster, and we are on the precipice of that disaster, Ari. We've got no more time for failed experiments like the 1,016 prisoners that Governor Inslee released about a year ago. You know, I don't know if you've heard this, but just recently the Department of Corrections released a report that says after only 1 year, 62% of those prisoners that were released early have failed. Ari, we know that reductions in sentencing, toothless drug laws, and vicious anti-police legislation are leading to actual public health and safety crisis. And that's why we've got to change course, and that's why we're proposing this special session.
Unfortunately, living here in Seattle, we see it every single day. The only upside is it gives me content for my show, and every time I report on these stories, people go, oh, you enjoy it. I go, I don't enjoy it. There's people suffering on the other end of this. I'm bringing awareness so people can find out about it. Have you spoken with any of the Democrats, and have any of them said, yeah, you know what, this has gone too far. There might be room to negotiate, or we might want to do something about this, or are they pretty much keeping mum and just saying, yeah, it'll shake itself out eventually?
You know, there are two, maybe three Democrats that I think that we could get on board to some solid legislation. I think Steve Hobbs and Mark Mullett come to mind, and actually they were helpful during some of the negotiations of these bills last year. But you know, we've just got to stand firm on true principles, and I'm so thankful that we still have people like you and others who have the courage to stand up and speak truth. So I want to give you some encouragement, Ari, to keep striving, keep speaking truth, and doing so without fear, because our ideals are correct ideals, and we should never back down from speaking the truth.
Well, with feedback like that, you're welcome on the show anytime you want. All you got to do is reach out and let me know. Senator Chris Gildin from the 25th Legislative District, Deputy Republican Floor Leader, thank you so much for joining us today, and we hope you're successful in these efforts.
Thank you so much. It's my pleasure.